problem is there's just not a whole lot we do on VHF besides that. Well, you got the Mecca, the 7.2, and then there's a couple of other worthy repeaters around. I get on the Dart occasionally. The Lance Cruise is a good repeater. So, you know, there's enough decent VHF out there to play with. But I know you get outside of the metro area here, and VHF 800 would be the preferred dual bander. But around here, the 800 UHF would be more usable for me. But those are kind of rare, you know. And then they come in that high split, low split. And I never understood why people buy the high split, the R2s, because the R1s will cover that and more. The only people that really need the high split, the R2s, are people that are running T-band, like, and that's very limited. There's, like, in New York, there was some, I think New York Fire was running up in T-band. So I never understood why there was such a preference for R2. But, whatever, it is what it is.
Yeah, I often wondered that, too.
Fire.
I wondered who hung out there. I always wondered, maybe in the old days, was there, like, what they call it, LMR, you know, garbage trucks, and, you know, private companies like that. I always used to wonder, is that where they used to, you know, send them for frequencies? But, you know, all I know is what I know around here, you know, and you're right, you don't see anything there. You go to radio reference and stuff like that, you see a lot of the other companies, you know, in the R1 area, but you don't see anything there. And I don't think there's anything available, correct me if I'm wrong, in the 7-800 band for the general population, is there? I mean, that I always thought that was pretty much restricted to, let's say, the professional entities. Is that the case?
LAPD and fire are all T-band up there.